Soon. Oh, there it is. How about Kahalen and Gretchen there? Yay. Isn't that awesome?
This band back in 2003 in Vancouver, British Columbia, or Pan North American these days. Benny and JJ are token Americans, and we love them dearly. We're glad to have them with us. We're really happy to be back here in Columbus. So, thanks for having us. So, anyway, in the words of my friend Shane Cozinan, if anyone ever tells you not to follow your dreams, if anyone ever tells you to quit, you've got to tell them to put a diaper on them, huh? Because men are talking shit. From a very tiny island 500 miles west of Morocco. If you can tell me what that island is called, we'll have a dance later.
You may know.
Right.
No,
island on your list.
I have
it's not Athens. No, it's a tiny little Portuguese island called Madeira. And my family took the boat over and knew no English and made their way to the top and got about 200 of the other family members to Canada as well. So, man, I know. What a
hell
feat.
Yeah.
They're crazy. This is about my, this is inspired by my grandfather's story.
Thank you.
play you an oldie for us, which means that it was written around 2005. Miss Anna wrote it. She got stuck in a puddle on a rainy day with nothing but a pair of shorts, a tank top, and some gum boots that were too large and soon filled with water. And instead of bemoaning her plight, she wrote this lovely song.
So funny over there, guys. You're gonna let us in on the trip. I'm gonna pass the note around the classroom. I think you are the dunce cat. Thank you. I'm just kidding. You can laugh all you want.
It's good for you.
Don't just sing out and
Mostly with our friends JT and the Clouds, who are also from Chicago. If you guys ever get a chance to hear them there in the airport, some of the best music of our time, I think.
Chicago's my new hometown. It's very exciting. It's the first time I've lived outside of Canada, and it's longer than I know it.
There's more people in New York State than there is in our entire country. So Chicago is a big one. Seriously.
There's only 36 million people in Canada, which is almost as big as Russia. So.
Weird. And about 95% of them live within 50 miles of the U.S. border. Because it's way too freaking cold.
And it's warmer there. It's, you know, protected by the Rockies and warm winds come out of the Pacific sometimes.
So if you're going to be a Canadian bum, hitchhike to Vancouver immediately.
Remember me when the moon is high above. You can dream and you can love about it.
American songwriter by the name of Libba Cotton, who is from North Carolina, and she's a great inspiration to all of us. And one of our life's tragedies is that we never got to hear her perform while she was living, but there are some incredible recordings that were done in her late 80s when she wound up working as the housekeeper for the Seeger family, of all things, and they realized this treasure they had in their midst, and they relaunched her career, and she had this golden heyday as an octogenarian, went out singing, and we hope to follow in her footsteps. So this one is by Miss Libba Cotton.
She's
yeah,
badass.
We should be so
badass.
I'll totally see you
in that. You guys keep laughing, you'll love them to saw.
Yeah, plenty of fun.
Shows with them this week in Madison, Chicago, and Milwaukee on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So if anyone fancies a really long road trip, it's going to be awesome. And this is one of their songs that we just adore and never tire of. And we hope you like it too.
Thank you.
That's another song. God bless this beautiful morning till it's gone. Thank God for the kind of happiness you can't explain. Thank God for the kind of happiness you can't explain.
Honor wrote the song about Montana first, but
No, it's not about Michigan. That's not about Michigan. They're nice, that are kind of like Canadians. They sort of sound like Canadians, the northern ones anyway. There's a big rivalry between, see, this is how ignorant I am. I make blunders all the time in the, you know, United States. I say horrific things like, the Bears, what a great baseball team. And everyone's like, oh my God.
Okay, the Yankees suck. Can we all agree with that? Oh no?
We're gonna get in a big bar fight now.
Dude, we're in fucking Ohio. You guys don't like the Yankees.
Oh, we're gonna
lose. I'm from Maine, so I'm a Red Sox fan. I apologize. Oh, they're better than the Yankees.
Anyway, I'm ignorant about all the teams, and I make humiliating mistakes on a daily basis, and my boyfriend is ashamed of me, and I have to educate myself.
That's why we tour in the United States of America, to learn.
I sit down with the guys at the sports bar, I'm like, can you explain this game to me? It's baseball.
So we're very proud that we're now legal in your country. We were always, and this is about a failed border crossing. So we tried to sneak in.
Yeah.
We got an app for that. I have a friend who's writing a sketch comedy in New York right now, and it's making fun of the iPhone commercial, so that's my new thing. I'm just gonna copy him and make fun of iPhones. We also have a mailing list, which is free, and we have some CDs and some t-shirts, and we have tote bags, so if you want to be eco-friendly, we have an app for that. Very, very hip these days, so they tell me.
We had the honor of meeting a really amazing woman about a week ago up in Rochester, New York. She's the mother of a dear friend of ours who's been a big lead a really happy, calm, peaceful life, and did a brilliant, brilliant job of raising her children and her grandchildren, and she's an amazing woman, so I want to dedicate this song to Liesl.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
Thank you.
Driver, and I really like that in a person. Basically, that's why he got the job in Cold Girl. So he's one hell of a driver. And he knows when to swear and knows when to back off. It's beautiful to watch, it really is. Not only is he an amazing friend and a really good driver, but he's one hell of a luthier. And he built that dobro, that gorgeous dobro over there, and our guitar that we're playing as well. And you're on number 36 or 37?
30, yeah, just about to start 37.
Just about to start number 37.
Check's in the mail, so that I've been told.
I'm proud of you.
The check, it's kind of funny to me as a total dork because the check is coming from the Czech Republic. Which is true. And I just think that's funny.
Yeah.
want to say again a big thanks to Kahalen and to Gretchen, who were just beautiful, beautiful.
They got CDs for sale, so make sure to pick one of them up before you head home.
And we also want to give a huge thanks to Mark, who's been working harder than all of us all night long, making us all sound good. I think we deserve to give Mark a round of applause and possibly a round of drinks at this point.
Yeah, I heard Mark likes tequila shots.
It is Tuesday.
I didn't hear
Tuesday,
that,
Tuesday.
But I just figured.
It's new Friday.
Tequila shots and Jager bombs, that's what he told me. The extra Red Bull.
Oh my god, that sounds like
Wretches.
We were in Claremont, California last year, and we were asked to fill in for a band that canceled on a children's maypole dance. Who the hell cancels on a children's maypole dance?
They will burn in hell.
The night before. And so we happened to be in the area, and so we had to come up with something. This is what we came up with.
Come with me, come on, love me when you are high. Leave me in morning sun, help me through the night. Tell me when you're doing fine, show me what is right. Kiss me in the dark, let me take you forward, let me take you round, I'll be with me another day, stay with me.
This is the tragedy going on constantly, a clash between
urban centers and our beautiful environment. And what do we do? No one knows what to do. And we were driving 8 miles an hour through the dark, stormy night in South Dakota, and she came out of nowhere. And we think it was instant. We hope it was instant. It was her head. She was a beautiful doe, and it was her head. And we will never forget the gore and the blood and the guts and our sword.
I'm sorry we didn't have anything to dress it, you know, bring it home and eat it and stuff like that. It was a waste. That was the second half of the tragedy.
Song.
Dirty Tuesday night. Every day is a dirty day.
Merci de nous avoir rejoints pour Mardi Sale. C'est un grand plaisir d'être ici avec vous. Vous êtes très très jolie.
Ouais.
Thank you again to Kehalen Morrison and to the lovely Gretchen Calvary. It was just a pleasure hearing them tonight. They were marvelous. Thanks to Mark and Todd and Ben and all the folks who make the concerts happen around these parts. We really appreciate you inviting us and making us Canadians feel welcome.
I see that there's another Canadian band coming down here soon. I think it's the 12th today. I think it's the 18th.
Is it Sunset Rubdown?
Sunset Rubdown.
Those guys are awesome.
I know it sounds like a funny name, but they're amazing. They're from Montreal. I've known them for years, and you should really check them out. They're playing at the other club that Ben puts on. I can't remember the name of that either. It's on the poster in the bathroom.
It's in the bathroom. You sit on the toilet, you see it.
But how could you forget a name like Sunset Rubdown, really?
Yeah.
You never forget that, right?
He claims it's about this stray dog he met on the beach and started petting.
During this.
Sounds like.
It was inspired. He was watching the sunset, and a dog came around, and he was petting him watching the sunset. And that's how he got there. I don't know. People are. Canadians.
It's not the image that comes to mind.
Here's an ode to the Midwest winter, the Canadian winter too.